Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Poem. My heart, my heart, it's within me, stored, the real me, the who I really am, is within my heart. I can't deny or run unless I want to ride inside a whale. I am the gift, the calling, the understanding and articulation of all I am. It's instinctively what I do. Come, draw your water from the flowing stream within my heart. Here's the reflection. Because of your uniqueness, no one sees the way you do. No one has the same revelation you have had, nor the experiences. Other people may have had similar, but not the same. Unfortunately, we tend to compare ourselves with others. Usually we consider them more worthy than ourselves, and all we have within us becomes locked away. You are the person of your heart. Have you ever considered the real consequences of not following the leading of the Holy Spirit as you are prompted? Over the years, I have been disappointed with my disobedience to these promptings. I learned to believe it was God speaking and stopped doubting and spoke up. It was during a meeting, I remember, the first time God gave me a word for the church. I knew it was God, but I was afraid to speak up. We had a brief conversation together, and he asked if I would speak or he would give it to someone else. I let him choose someone else, and away she went and gave the same message he had given me, word for word. The extraordinary part of this experience was the sister who shared it knew someone else had been asked by God before her. We had a very interesting discussion about the event, and from this she really helped me to obey and flow in the Holy Spirit. I remember the day I was preaching and received a message about one of the young men from a family I knew well. I asked him to go and get his parents so they could witness the word I had for him, as it was very important that they all heard it. We sat down and shared about the young man being in a vulnerable stage of his life, running from God rather than seeking God's help. God said that he would end up in prison if this continued. His parents were shocked, and the young lad was very angry at being exposed. 4 years later, he was imprisoned for 2 years. And this is where the story changes. God visits him in his cell and he had an amazing conversion. He was released early because of his transformation. God then gave him a real heart for the young people of his town, which became a very successful street ministry. Many of the vulnerable youth in the town became on fire believers. The streets of the town were cleaned up as he worked with the police, and petty crime ended. I encourage you to obey what God prompts you with, even if it seems to be contrary to what you would want to say. Remain humble and develop the skill of asking questions if you need to engage the recipient prior to sharing what you feel the message is. You will be amazed by the proof of where it leads you and by the words which God has you to share. Questions. Have you ever been prompted and not obeyed and then had to deal with the consequences of this? Questions. Have you ever been prompted and not obeyed and then had to deal with the consequences of this? After that experience, how are you flowing with God now, and is your confidence growing? You are who you are. Are you struggling and insecure with who you are? And if so, what are you doing about this? Here's a scripture for you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 in the Amplified. A plan, motive, or wise counsel in the heart of a man is like water in a deep well, but a man of understanding draws it out. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.